Okay, on page Reish Ayin Beis. What I'd like to do. We're going to have Rosh Hashanah on Tuesday and Wednesday. Monday and Tuesday, I'm sorry. And we have a Tainus on Wednesday, so we're going to learn Mr. Shem Thursday. It's a Thursday, God willing.
Just Thursday.
What I'd like to do, the piece we're up to has to do with Pesach. I'd rather skip to Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is a piece on Kabbalah, or recognition of Hashem. So we're going to skip to Reish Ayin Gimel, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's an unusual pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hoceichi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyaris Lachem Le'Elokim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, it says twice. Unusual that a pasuk should say twice something like Ani Hashem Elokeichem, beginning at the end. So let's see how he explains it. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, kol ha'iver al psukim, yitome al hishonois Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem pa'amoyim. Anybody who reads the pasuk wonders why he repeats the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem two times. Yeshleimer. She'in hashchina, mayra al kirvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu etzleinu meloshen shachin. The concept of shchina means HaKadosh Baruch Hu being like a shachin, like a neighbor to us, al derech mashal. B'shash isha Yisraeli nimtza b'beis HaKnesses u'b'beis HaMedrash. B'shash iske b'tayra. Someone's in a shul or a beis medrash or any time he's learning. Hare shchina kinegdai. The Gemara says the shchina is opposite him. Shakadish Baruch Hu nimtza etzlei b'kirav mamish. There's a sense that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is literally next to him. Ela. Shehashchinas v'hakirva hazayis hi behester. It's not something we could see. Kedixiv yayshay b'seyser elyayin. She'elyayin hu yayshay b'seyser v'eininira la'in ha'adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not visible. B'tzeel v'loy b'galoi. Shakai yisloinon. He's supposed to not say b'tzeel shakai, but b'tzeel kama shakai yisloinon. Kadosh Baruch Hu resides in the shadows, in the hidden places. When we say the world goes on as if there's no God, the world travels, the nature carries on without an obvious God. There have been select periods, and there will be when Mashiach comes, times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself ayedei nisim al tibiyin unevua ukiyai tzibay, when Hashem reveals himself with miracles that are not that are above nature and through prophecy. Freshes al hagazu haysa b'tzias mitzrayim ayedei esamakis ukiyas yamsuf v'ani Hashem alakechem begoloi asher etzesi yaschem eretz mitzrayim. Ani, whenever it says ani in the Chumash, it always means someone opposite you, like in the Aseret Dibra, Sanochi Hashem Elokecha. Ani means I'm here. Here I am. So Ani Hashem Elokecha should say Si Aschem Mitzrayim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Kedei lahagia l'shei hapiska shuli aslechem leilekim shas matan Torah, to reach the zenith, the pinnacle at the time of Matan Torah, Kamamori is Barach, Noichi Hashem Lekecher Tisich HaMi'eretz Yisrael. Oz Hoysa Metzias Achi Gedayla Shal Gilu Shechina. That was the greatest moment of revelation. Shkamay Eloi Hoysa V'Loi Siya. Asher Panim Mifanim Dibar Hashem Imachem. V'gam the Hocham.
Tzias Mitzrayim is the greatest, right?
Well, he's saying Sinai is the greatest. Tzias Mitzrayim led, was a revelation, which led to Sinai. It was all sort of one flow. But Gam B'Hocham Bamidbar Hagadol V'Hanayra, Robin HaYisrael, Tzias Mitzrayim in the fly. So
it's
So he's saying is that that was the beginning. And no question, the Esamakas was certainly a Gilu Shechina. Hasina was the greatest, and the continuation in the Midbar was a certain amount of revelation. This revelation would not be permanent. That V'loy sukar hashkachasi yizbarach b'giloy tiyan hagash shal oylam kimin hagay nayeg. Avachiyav kabalos amachshe malchusa yizbarach kain b'chomok and b'chomatsim v'gam asvichel nahakir shani Hashem lakechem. So what he's saying is that the Ani Hashem lakechem, where it says he has chamei Eretz Yisrael, that giloy shchino of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem lakechem, we ask Hashem lakechem, Ani Hashem lakechem, that's the sense that it's our job to feel. He explains. Zan Yeshamal Kechem Bigilu Shkinda Say La Inkol. Bismana should say Siaskamam Zisraim Yas Lechem Lelekim, Hainuman Tyra. Vadayin and Yeshamal Kechem Gam Asha Bisman Hester. Shein Chem Rayim Nisim and Leflois. What he's saying is the two Ani Hashem Lakechem is a goal to sense Ani Hashem Lakechem now like it was then. There's a Gra. The Gra says, in every Baruch we start Baruch Atah Hashem. Baruch is Keneged Avraham Avinu, and Atah is Keneged Yitzchak, and Hashem is according to Yaakov. The Gra. How's that? That's the question. Well, Baruch is easy. It says by Avraham, Avarcha Mevarchecha, that Avraham is the key to Baruch. Hashem by Yaakov is also because one explanation is that because Yaakov is the Midas HaEmes, which is Chesom HaShal HaShem HaEmes. There's another thing also V'yikrolai Kel Elyon. We find whatever it means that Hashem called Yaakov Kel at some point. But the question is, what kind of Ata is Yitzchak? What kind of thing is that? Baruch is something, Hashem is something. What's Ata? How does Ata fit to Yitzchak? So Rav Hunter explains, Yitzchak is Yiras Hashem, is Pachan Yitzchak, is the Midah of Yira. Avram was Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura, Yira, and Yaakov is Emes. The Midah of Yira is the Midah Ata, of seeing Hashem like he's opposite you, Baruch Ata Hashem. So you Hashem, and we don't see Hashem, but Baruch Ata Hashem, you talk as if Hashem is opposite you. That's the sense of Yiras Shamayim, the Ata, like you're facing, confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says that what? Well, we have the Kabbalah that Yitzchak's the Midah of Gevura. That's for sure, but maybe it must be related to the Akedah. But that's the idea. That's why the three brachas of Shemayna Esrei, the first brach is Avraham, the second is Yitzchak, and the third is Yaakov. It starts, the second brach starts Ato Gibor. It starts with the idea of Ato Kadosh, also starts with Ato, but the sense is Ato Gibor, the Gevura, the sense of Yitzchak is within Ato. That's where Rav Hutner writes. There's another gra that he doesn't bring. There's a gra on Chevel Nachlaschem, Yeshchem is same as far. Chevel Nachlaschem, it says, Klal Yisrael has a Nachla Lashon Rabim. So the gra writes, Yerushalayim is a Nachla from Avraham Avinu. Or was it a Nachla? Yitzchak is Har Habayis. And Yaakov is the Beis HaMikdash. And weiter, Yaakov Bayis fits Kore Bayis, and Avram gave the name Yira, Harashem Yira, for Yerushalayim. What's Harabayis?
I think
Avram
was connected to Har.
That's a Vyashakora, Har and Kore Sodas. So I can't explain this Gra. I can show you the Gra inside. Well, yeah, you know, he gave it the name. So the Harabayis, the idea is this. When you have Yerushalayim, you have Yerushalayim. You see Yerushalayim. Beis HaMikdash, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's nothing to see. The Harabayis is the place of the Beis HaMikdash. It's Nikkur in the Harabayis that there's something missing. The remnant of the Kaisel, why is there a remnant of a Kaisel? It's supposed to remind you that there was something there. It's supposed to bring you the awareness that there was something there. It's again, it's sort of the Ata, the facing you, that there's a Harabayis, there's something missing on the Harabayis. Again, that's the idea of Yitzchak. And anyway, that's the meaning that he's talking about. He's saying, that Yeshem Lekechem, I should say, Yeshem Yitzchayim, that when there's Giloy, there's a sense of Yeshem Lekechem, and Yeshem Lekechem, MS, what we're trying to do is to understand, even when there's no Giloy, that Ani Hashem Lekechem, Kilu, we sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really the ultimate in Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim. So getting back to the text here, like six lines from the end of the page Reshayin Gimel, V'chem etzina b'yishaya hanavi, shomer ani ani dibarti av karosiv, tami amikra shomichichim, the trop show, kavanos hiloim ani, who oisai ani, shayisik shedibarti av karosiv. I am the same I who was there when I spoke and called Klal Yisrael b'yitzias b'sraim b'matan Torah. So now we have a taich. So what I gain from this is it says three times we have a custom to kiss our tzitzis. So he said earlier, this little piece that I sort of took away when I say Shema, the first time we say tzitzis is the lavan, the white of the tzitzis, the white strings. And the second tzitzis, psil tcheles, is a tcheles. And vahelacham le tzitzis, he said, is that you should wear it all the time. You're not obligated to wear it all the time. Vahelacham le tzitzis. We still have the mitzvah of tcheles. We still have, everyone agrees we have a mitzvah of tcheles. We can argue whether the murex is tcheles or not, but we all agree that there's a mitzvah. So we remember that mitzvah. And the vahelacham le tzitzis is the mitzvah to wear it all the time. Now, the Aniyah Shavalakechem, or Shotzeis Yaschem Eretz Yisrayim, Aniyah Shavalakechem, so what we're saying is, it's sort of a reminder of an obligation to sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Yitzias Mitzrayim, when everything was begoli, we sensed Aniyah Shavalakechem, so that the Atah, the facing Hashem. So now too, in the time of Hester Panim, it should be the same thing. V'hineh, b'parshas kisavai, kaidim b'yas b'nei Yisrael la'aretz. Before the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael, Amar lehem Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'elech eschem arboim shona b'midbar, lechem loy achaltem, v'yayim v'shecha loy shesisem, l'man teidu ki ani Hashem l'keichem. He says, in the midbar you existed miraculously, so that you should know, and there we have the same phrase, ani Hashem l'keichem, yesh lohayir, shebuchol ha'parasha medaber who Moshe, it's all third person. It's all Moshe talking to the people directly. Atem re'isem es kol ha'shosa Hashem. You refer to Hashem in third person. V'lidasen Hashem l'chem l'ivlodas. Moshe is talking in third person. Ken ech amar l'man teidu ki ani Hashem l'keichem. Moshe Rabbeinu should have said l'man teidu ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem l'keichem. Shemash melusei kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaver. Suddenly it switches into speaking as if God is speaking. Bein loymer sha'ad kan divrei Moshe mekan ve'el divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not mistaber that it switched from Moshe speaking to God. Shetekev avachach mamshech v'oymer v'yetzei sichay melech eshma im al-chaboshel likros seinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was talking. He's saying, us, v'olam l'kraschem. Her Moshe ha-medaber li-Yisrael. So what's going on? Why does it switch? The whole time Moshe Rabbeinu refers to God in third person, and those three words, Ashni Hashem Alekechem, he doesn't. Ayin Sham Bepirish Moran, Rav Sham Shalfa Leher, Shetzal, Shabir, he explained, Leman Teidu V'Tovinu, that Hashem led you in the midst of 40 years so that you should know and understand, Sh'ani Anemer B'Gulas Mitzrayim, that the Ani that says, Be'itzis Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem, Hu Alekechem. You should recognize that he's your God. Shein Hakadosh Baruch Hu inyan machshavosi, kamusik philosophy, mufshat, arayin amuk. A person shouldn't look at God as a philosophical concept or a deep thought. Elohim Baruch Hu mitzius nimtzas ani Hashem. It's a relevant mitzius to a person. When you say ani Hashem, shebechol pamu oisai ani, shekamayik shegilu mitziusai b'makas b'chayris v'isim shani Hashem. Just like by Bakis Bechairis, we say, Ani Hashem, Ani Kavona, Ani V'lai Malach, Ani V'lai Sarf, Ani V'lai Acher. It means that the people felt a personal connection to God. Chema Matan Torah, Re'isem, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Bisakdo Shesh Mitziah Shel Ani. There's a sense of a personal connection to Hashem. Kamai Kein. B'knisaschem La'eretz Yisrael, V'yihu. Now, when you enter the land of Israel and you live a natural life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior is hidden, and it's not a concept that's separate from the person. Another bunch of another double ani. To see the relevance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. Every time you do a mitzvah, it calls out Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Obviously, there's a relevance to your behavior. So that is the Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Sometimes I walk, when I walk in the street, I walk somewhere, so rather than waste the time, I say some Mishnayis Baal Peh as I walk, at least there's El Makayman Baal Peh. I say Karbonis when I come to Shacharis. So I sometimes think that Rabbi Miller would be unhappy with me. So why are you wasting your time saying Mishnayis? You're walking, you could look at the trees and look at the sky and see Hashem. So why don't you stop and recognize God? The answer is, because if I did that, I start daydreaming about other things, but he's really, you know, it's true. Let's just stop and look at the, and recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's, Rabbi Miller is supposed to say there was when he went for a walk down Ocean Parkway. So, he saw Hashem. I don't know, maybe at least at Rosh Hashanah we could stop and notice God. Umisaimim be'emes. Shema ends with the word emes, which is not really part of the Pasuk. Right, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, period. And the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be mafsik. You say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you're not allowed to answer Amen. You have to go straight to MS.
Is there a pasuk Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS?
No, there's a pasuk Hashem Elokim MS in Yirmiyah, which he's going to bring. But the pasuk is really Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Tesi Yaschem Yeretz Yitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And we add the MS right away. See, that's what he explains. And Simon BMS, Hatamavur Bigamara Brachis, Amar Abavam Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Kreb Yehuda, Shebein Hashem Elokeichem LaEmes V'Yatziv Lo Yafsik Afilu Ani Yes Amen. Between Hashem Elokeichem LaEmes, you're not going to be asking even to say Amen, Vafilu B'Shia, even to, with waiting. My Tamid Iksev Hashem Elokeichem MS. Shebab Shichem Vaimim MS V'Yatziv, Hadover Ahu Akavana, Hadover Hazeh Hu Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the MS V'yatzev v'nochem v'kayim v'yoshev v'nem v'yav, that's all going on this concept of Ani Hashem. V'matzirin shodav v'zehu MS barer, and v'onu matzirin, and we declare that this is something which is clear. What's interesting is that of all the words in the Siddur, the word MS is the most mispronounced. Everyone says MS when it's really MS, because that's the way it's supposed to be pronounced, MS. Rapam used to say, he said as a way of remembering, he said, Emes is Sheker, and Sheker is Emes. The way we say Emes is wrong, and Sheker is Takamaleo.
Is
Maleo. Sheker is two segals. So Sheker, Melech, Tzedek, they're all, the accent is on the first letter. By Emes, there's no segal under the Aleph. If you look carefully, it's a Chatov segal. Chatov segal is really a Shva. When a Shva appears under an Aleph Ches, or a Hey, or a Reish, it gets a chatav, because it's very hard to pronounce a shva on an aleph. So it becomes emes. But it's really a weak eh. But anyway, it never gets a chatav, a shva never gets the accent. So it's emes. But everyone says emes, so okay. Yeah, it's we say emes. But it's really Hashem Elokeichem emes. Okay, I want to wish everybody a good Kibbutz Yar. We're going to move on to, I guess, Temes V'Yatziv. We're going to get to Shmoneh Esrei next year.